of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and tonight we'll be celebrating the release of a classic 80s high school film. And after a bit of a hiatus, I've got the 80s hip-hop artist of the week and the 80s hair metal band of the week back in the playlist. I've also got a new Savoir Faire 80s vaccination plea mix coming up later in the show. So be sure to keep an ear out for that. But for now, let's kick off the show with tonight's SquidPod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. On this day in 1982, this high school comedy drama starring Sean Penn, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Judge Reinhold was released in theaters. Name the movie. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s Trivia Question is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Fast Times at Ridgemont High also marked Nicolas Cage's debut and was Forrest Whitaker's first significant role and his second film appearance. The soundtrack reached number 54 on the Billboard 200, and it was the directorial debut for Amy Heckling, who also directed National Lampoon's European Vacation from 1985. Cameron Crowe wrote the screenplay for the movie, and it's based off of his 1981 book, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, A True Story. The book chronicles a year Crowe spent posing as a student at Claremont High School in San Diego. In the background, you're listening to We Are the Music Makers by Aphex Twin from his 1992 release, Selected Ambient Works from 1985 to 1992. Kicking off the show with something from the subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s Trivia Question, only on Songs from the SquidPod.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
I've been thinking about this, Mr. Han. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly, there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
Of our lives.
Let's not
to make it so. The time is right for what we know. This could be the best years of our lives. Oh yeah. Let's go. Woo! To take you by surprise. The good times come, the bad times go. Open up your eyes. The best times help to make it so. This could be the best years of our lives.
Hey, you in my class?
I am today.
Yeah.
Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
You're listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We started the show with a tribute to Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which was released on this day in 1982. The soundtrack reached number 54 on the Billboard 200, which is a little disappointing in my mind, given the number of great tracks from some of the biggest artists of the 80s, like Boston's own Billy Squier, who kicked off the set with Fast Times, The Best Years of Our Lives. The Go-Go's We Got the Beat does appear in the movie, but is not included on the album. The B-side to their 1982 7-inch Get Up and Go is included. The name of that track is Speeding. Louise Goffin followed with Uptown Boys. Goffin may not be a name that immediately comes to mind when thinking of the 80s, but she is the daughter of Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Donna Summer closed out the set with Highway Runner. That track was originally meant for her 1981 album I'm a Rainbow, which wasn't released until 1996. Giorgio Moroder and Harold Faltermeyer both recall her lack of enthusiasm in the project, and it was around this time that her music had taken a new direction away from the disco sound. Speaking of 1982, let's start the next set with something from Peter Godwin here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
that it's not clear for you good buddies to clean out your ears. Listen very close while I pop more game, cause my name's in the Hall of Fame. The K-U-R, the T-I-S, the first is the best, I must confess. The B-L-O and the W, I make you wanna catch the Boogaloo Flu. Now if your name is Annie, get up off your fanny. If your name is Todd, get off your backside. If your name is Peach, you don't need a C, cause I'm Curtis Blow and I'm on the go. I'm rocking to the limbs in stereo. Just throw your hands in the air and rave on like you just don't care. If you're ready like Freddy to rock real steady, somebody say, oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh, young ladies, all the ladies in the house say, ow! And you don't stop, come on, come on, come on, let me see you rock. I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone, a place called Harlem was my home. I was rocking one day, it started to shake, and some to me are like an earthquake. I packed my bags, I said goodbye, I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop, cause Curtis Blow is just about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wack, say, the people in the front, if you wanna bump, say, the people in the middle, if you wanna wiggle, say, and the people on the side, if you wanna slide, say, not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, the man with the key to your ignition. Curtis Blow is competition. Young ladies, shock the house, jazzy young ladies, shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. If y'all really ready to rock the house this morning, somebody say, oh yeah!
COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts. visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and this is another pre-recorded edition of the Squid Pod. Peter Godwin began the set with Images of Heaven from 1982. Pseudo Echo followed with Stranger in Me, the New York dance mix from the Stranger in Me 12-inch from 1984. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week is back this week, and we heard something from Curtis Blow, who turned 62 this week. We heard his track Rappin' Blow Part 2 from his self-titled album from 1980. In the background, you're listening to Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train from the Risky Business soundtrack from 1984. I'll start this next set with a Savoir Faire exclusive mix making its debut tonight. If you're still hesitant about getting the COVID vaccine, please give this track special attention. The Squid Pod hates to lose one of our own to something that is easily remedied.
The CDC finds more than 97% of patients hospitalized and nearly 100% of those who've died are unvaccinated.
You know, wanting to text her, and then I'm like, what am I doing?
Said, you know, I'm just not certain. And her mom tried to tell her, nothing in this life is really certain, but this is the best we've got. But ultimately, she didn't listen, she didn't get the vaccine, and she ended up in the hospital. And it was really heartbreaking because what Kimberly told me was that her daughter didn't want to be sedated, didn't want to go on a ventilator. And the day that they finally had to do it, her mom said, I'll be there when you wake up, and sang to her as they sedated her and put her under. And of course, she never really woke up until her last moments when they finally took her off the vent. And what Kimberly told me, her daughter's last words were, Mama, I can't breathe.
Memory you, how you used Dr. Brittany Cobia works at Grandview Medical Center in Birmingham. She wrote, quote, I'm admitting young, healthy people to the hospital with very serious COVID infections. One of the last things they do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and tell them that I'm sorry, but it's too late.
Looking so long at these pictures of you, never hold on to your heart. Looking so long for the words to be true, you're always just breaking apart my pictures of you.
The most tragic part of this story is that almost all of these hospitalizations and deaths would have and could have been avoided if misguided Americans had not followed the crazed teachings of a growing death cult and instead just followed the advice of their family doctor.
It's a mistake. cell.
Let's get down to it, boppers.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host this evening. Hope you enjoyed another hour's stroll through the music of the 1980s. Be sure to join me here next week at 10 p.m. sharp on this very station, 91.5 WMFO Medford. In fact, it's best you just leave the dial in place. A quick chat about what you've just heard. The Cure's Pictures of You started off the set. That's the Savoir Faire Vax Plea mix, based on the 7-inch version of Pictures of You from 1990. On this day in 1983, Men at Work cracked the top 10 on the US Hot 100 with It's a Mistake from their album Cargo. Speaking of the top 10, the 80s hair metal band of the week was Bon Jovi and their hit Lay Your Hands on Me from their 1988 album New Jersey. We started the show with a tribute to Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which was released on this day in 1982, so I'll bookend the show with another great track from that soundtrack. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Please get vaccinated if you haven't already, and keep wearing those masks in either case if you're out and about. See you next week. Ciao.
All of that chic, I thought I caught a peek of something that resembles Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.